The execution of a prominent Shiite cleric in Saudi Arabia over the weekend broke open long-standing sectarian tensions between that country and Iran. The diplomatic rift is spreading throughout the region. More on that in a moment. But first, that Shiite cleric. Who was he, and how did he draw the ire of the Saudis? Well, in part by advocating for equal rights for Saudi's Shia minority. NPR's Leila Fadel has more in this profile.
In his hometown of Awamiya, Nimid al-Nimid was seen as a leader for young, disaffected Shia Muslims in the eastern province of Qatif who wanted change. An activist in Nimid's hometown, using the nickname Abu Saleh to avoid arrest, says by phone that Nimid was known for his bravery.
He said what we want to say. He reflect our demands. He reflect our ambition.
On a recent visit to Nimid's hometown, the walls were covered in graffiti renderings of his face. He represented the new generation of Shia Saudis who were ready to risk arrest to demand their rights.
He said things that other people would only say in private. And at the end of the day, he urged his followers to go out and protest, even though, you know, any form of public protest is illegal in Saudi Arabia.
That's Toby Matheson. He wrote a book on Saudi Shias and is a senior research fellow at the University of Oxford. He says that Nimid openly supported peaceful protests in 2011 for dignity, freedom, and equal rights, both in Saudi's eastern province and in neighboring Bahrain. Matheson quoted one of Nimid's famous lines, "The roar of the word is more powerful than bullets." Here's Nimid in a speech posted online.
The oppressed should unite together against the oppressors, instead of becoming tools in the hands of the oppressors.
Nimid was born in the village of Awamiya around 1960. He spent some 15 years in exile, returning in the mid-90s. After that, he was in and out of prison for calling for free elections, and at one point he suggested that the Shia-majority eastern province, Qatif, secede from Saudi Arabia if demands weren't met. But Saudi's government painted him as a violent radical loyal to Iran. In one sermon, Nimid disputed that claim.
We have no ties with Iran or any other country. We are connected to our values, and we will defend them.
A U.S. embassy cable revealed by WikiLeaks says Nimid met with U.S. officials in 2008. In that meeting, he said he was not anti-American or pro-Iranian. He just wanted liberty in Saudi Arabia. Later, he would differ with Iran on the subject of Syria, where he denounced the oppression of the Syrian regime, even though it's backed by Tehran. In 2011, he became the leading figurehead for anti-government protests demanding reforms that would allow Shias the same right as all other citizens. He never backed down from his demands, even when other Shia leaders did. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.